credit?
Helen St. Pierre. If you're going to have a dog, you are going to have to make sacrifices. You cannot expect to have an animal that was designed to live primarily outside and bring it into your house and not to have to make changes or adjustments. A dog is not an ornament, a commodity, or a display. A dog is an animal. You're sharing your life with another species. This is life with a dog. Your yard will not be pristine. The grass will get burnt from their pee. Holes will be dug. Bushes shredded. Mud will come in the house. You cannot ask them to not pee in your house and then also try to control even their outside bathroom. Please see how unfair this is. This is life with a dog. Your house will need management. Your counters will need to be clear. Shoes will need to be put away. Laundry room blocked. Kids' toys picked up. Some things will get destroyed anyway. This is life with the dog. They will bark at noises. They will protect their territory, sometimes fiercely. They will not welcome strange people into the house easily, even if you know them, because this is in their genetic DNA. They don't understand family gatherings, and they don't always see things the way we do. They won't love playing with every dog they meet. This is life with the dog. They will need enrichment and work and productivity. They will need training that is kind and fair and consistent, and then maintenance to maintain that training. They will need guidance and coaching and lots of reinforcement to help them perform unnatural behaviors against their natural phenotypes. This is life with a dog. They will mature and change and modify in their likes, behaviors, and preferences as they age. Their behaviors aren't guaranteed. They are not robots, and they cannot be mercurial as they grow into their own personalities. They are allowed to change their mind and shift naturally, just as we do. They need to be seen for what and who they are, not what and who you want. This is life with a dog. Life with a dog is not a human right. It is a privilege and a responsibility and an education. They are animals and should be treated and expected to behave as such. That doesn't make them any less loved or family members. That doesn't make them any less love or family members. And it doesn't make them or any less... Folks, the last bit's got me. They are animals and should be treated and expected to behave as such. That doesn't make them any less loved or family members, and it doesn't make them any less deserving of respect. In fact, it makes them more so. Enjoy your life with a dog and help them enjoy life with a human. Again, credit Helen St. Pierre. My mom is my hero, and Martin's snack attack just feels right. I hope you follow and join us for life along with our furry friends, our families.